Good evening. Just a few words that I'd like to, a few thoughts I'd like to share with you all tonight. So if you'll turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, please. We'll begin there. Matthew chapter 5. We've been recently studying the Gospel according to Matthew. And the way I like to study is I like to kind of read through it and then go back and summarize in my own words. A lot of Bibles, like my own, have their own subtitles, and I want to try to ignore them, but sometimes I just can't. They describe them so well. But during that study, I came across these few verses here, and I found it very interesting. This of course, starting in Matthew chapter 5, going through the next three chapters, is the Sermon on the Mount. A complete sermon made by Christ on the Mount, and it's very... there's a lot to it. You can go ahead and read through it, and it may take you maybe about 15 minutes to read, you know, as opposed to maybe a sermon on one topic that Stan has up here and be about 45 minutes. You know, and here we find several topics. I mean, just with my own study of it, I've made like about 30 or so subtopics, and just from a simple sermon like this, and it's pretty interesting to see. But I came across one here, and I'd like to start reading here in verse 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." A very simple statement, something that we actually covered today as far as faith and how works go together with faith, or how our obedience or even confession goes together with our faith. Something that needs to be seen by men, something that needs to be seen by other people. So we look at this, and especially in verse 16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So as I went on my study, I came across chapter 6. So let's go on to chapter 6 and verse 1. It says, and it's still in the same sermon, saying, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven." So after I read both of them together, I was like, wait a minute. First of all, we're supposed to be light of the world so that they all can see this. Then we go to chapter 6 and it says, be careful, don't practice it in front of people so that they, you know, your reward won't be taken away from you. So how do we equate both of them? It almost contradicts itself. Almost. Let's read on just a little bit more. In verse 2 of chapter 6, "So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Let's make a very, very clear distinction here, that the good works to be done are still to be done. In chapter 6, it doesn't say not to do them. It says be careful as to how you do it. We are to be the light of the world. We are to be the light that we shine isn't our own. It's God's through us shining out to the world. And as we look through chapter 6, it's to be done for the right reasons. It's not to be done to gain any notoriety or to gain any praise from anybody. You do it basically because it's the right thing to do. It's something that we actually like to teach to our students that we have at the high school and to all of us around here. I think it's something that's very good to keep in mind, that the things that we do, the good things that we do, the good things that we find here according to Scripture are to be done basically because they're supposed to be done. They're the right things to do. They're the good things to do. Let's keep reading on here, and we'll go on to the topic of prayer. Verse 5, in chapter 6, verse 5. "Now when you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." This is a great, great example. Especially Sunday afternoons, maybe you go out with your family and you go out to a restaurant and you eat. Well, you gathered around a table, you sit down and you pray with your family. Well, it's going to be something that you have to speak up to. You have to so that everybody can hear. Something that shouldn't be done to attract attention by any means. And as a matter of fact, I think some of us are a little bit take a little bit of caution to this and not to say it too loud. But the fact of the matter is, here's where we combine both of them. We do the good works. We pray. We're thankful for the food. Not to be shown of men, but yet, your example and how other people see, this is different. Oh, this is something else. Normally people don't do this. That's where your light begins to shine. That's where your light begins to be shown upon the world. And your light becomes this example for other people to see. It starts to drift away. It starts to push away that darkness that surrounds us. And that light really begins to shine through. And that's where that reward comes in handy as well. It comes through to her. So, just a few words that I wanted to talk about here. A few thoughts that I wanted to share with you tonight. Something to keep in mind. The good things that we do are to be done just because they're the right things to do. Nothing more, nothing less. And the reward will be given from God and not from men. Don't seek it from them. Seek it from God. So, as a matter of invitation, we never would like to leave any meeting here. As a matter of invitation, we invite, for those of you that aren't Christians, that haven't named the name of Christ, today is the day of salvation. As we studied this afternoon, faith and obedience, faith and works go together. That's how we find that it works well. Yes, we're saved by faith, but also saved by works. So if you find in your heart that you want to name Jesus Christ as your Savior, now's the time to do it, tonight. The waters are ready. They always are. The waters are ready now. And if there's anybody as well here that needs any prayers or any help, anything that we can do to help you, again, we're here to help you. The works are here. The good works are here. Everybody's ready to help. That's all it is. So if there's anything that we can do to help you, please come forward while we stand and sing.